We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Yedzayin Amud Aleph, the bottom line. And we had seen this interesting story that Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua was ill, and Rav Papa saw that he was so ill, he told the family, prepare the garments for burial. And then Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua got better, and Rav Papa was all embarrassed. They asked him, what happened? So he says, well, I was really about to die, and I heard God telling them, being that I'm not a stickler, I don't hold people to what they really owe me. I'm easygoing in that sense. So if I forgo things for other people, God says they should forgo the case against me and let me live. And that's when I started getting better. And Gemara brought the pasuk, Nosei Avon Vover Al Pesha. God is willing to carry our sins and forgo our rebellious ways. Lemino Se'avon, and the Talmud learns the drasha, who is Hashem willing to carry his sins? Lover al pesha, to someone who's willing to forgo when people are rebellious towards him, or are traitors towards him, treat him unfairly. And then the pasuk continues, we're up to the bottom line. Lish'erit nechlato, the pasuk says, to the remnants of God's lot, God's heritage, God's people. Amar Rabbi Yacha Bar Chanina, Alia veKotzba. Rabbi Yacha Bar Chanina says, here you have a fat piece of meat. Alia is the tail, literally. It means you've gotten a fat piece of meat, you've gotten a good portion. VeKotzba, but there's a thorn in it. So it's a good piece of meat, but it's got a problem with it. Hashem saying, yes, I'm willing to forgo people's sins. Lisherit nachlato, but only to the remnant of God's people. God isn't willing to forgo everyone's sins. What's the pasuk telling us? Hashem is only willing to forgo sins for people who are modest, who are willing to treat themselves as the add-ons, those that are not so important, those who treat themselves as being not so important. So if they're humble, so Hashem is willing to forgo their sins. So although, yes, the pasuk says Hashem is willing to forgo, but that's contingent on being sheirit nachlato, being a person who behaves in a modest fashion, in a humble fashion.
Does it mean sheirit means entire klal, or means certain people?
Sheirit means the remnant.
Right, but what does it mean?
The remnant?
The remnant is a person who behaves like a remnant. And that's how the Gemara is learning here.
So is that connected with a nation at 100%?
The whole nation will not get this. That they do not get this treatment that Hashem forgoes their sins.
We're talking about Israel, we're talking about the klal, and someone that is not so close to the klal.
It's talking about an attitude that the Gemara understood. It's an attitude. Some people say, I'm the most important guy here. Some people feel like there are other important people here, and I'm also a part of the group. The question is, how does a person view himself? How does a person behave? It says Hashem is over al pesha. Hashem is willing to forgo rebellious ways. Lish erit nachlato, to the remnants of his lot. His lot is his people. The remnants of his people.
The remnants means the good ones.
So the simple understanding is not everyone's going to live to see the day. Only the remnants that make it there, they will have this gift that Hashem will forgo their sin. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. Just 1 second, yeah. Whatever judgment day it's going to be.
Here, or
I'm saying that's shot in the pasuk.
No, I'm saying, is that talking about judgment day on earth or on a level?
I don't know.
Remnant sounds like left, like the remainders, like the
everybody
whole
died
group was here,
yeah,
everyone died, and now the good ones left over.
Fine.
I'm just trying to understand what the pshat is.
I don't know the pshat. And I think when we learned in Micha, I didn't know the pshat either. It's a little hard when you read the Navi to know which judgment day he's talking about. Is it a judgment day on earth or not? I don't know.
So can we compare the situation of, for instance, as Caleb and Yeshua as Sherit Israel? Because they were the only
okay.
People of that generation, something like that?
Maybe. I don't know. Now, this pasuk in Micha, Chazal tell us these series of psukim. First of all, you should be familiar with it. Those are the psukim you say in Tashlich. And Chazal tell us that those psukim are the Navi Micha's representation of the 13 attributes of Rachamim. So it's only natural that the Gemara is going to lead into a discussion of the 13 attributes of Rachamim. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the following contradiction. K'tiv, the pasuk says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rachav. T'chtiv v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. One pasuk seems to say, Hashem does things with righteousness, with justice. One pasuk, the end of the pasuk seems to say that Hashem goes beyond the call of duty, that he does chesed. He does things with compassion. Answers Rav Huna, b'tchila, tzadik. Initially, Hashem prefers to judge the world with exacting justice. Ulvasov, and when a God sees that the world can't handle it, we haven't lived up to our role in the world, so then chassid, then by default, Hashem has to judge the world with extra kindness. Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, asked the following contradiction. K'tiv ulcha Hashem chassid, the one pasuk says, Hashem, kindness is yours, seems to say Hashem goes beyond the call of duty. V'chtiv, k'ata t'shalem le'ish k'ma'asav. Another then the pasuk says you pay back a person in accordance with his actions, kemaseyu, in accordance with what he deserves. That seems to be justice, not kindness. Bitrila keata teshalem kemaseyu. Initially, God wants to pay back a person exactly what he deserves. Ulvasov, and ultimately, God sees the world can't handle it. Ulcha Hashem chased. Hashem says, okay, so I'll have to go beyond the call of duty, and I'll treat them with extra kindness. The following contradiction was asked by either Ilfi or Ilfa, different quotes. K'tiv, one pasuk says, V'rav chased, that God is abundant in his kindness. V'chtiv, and another pasuk says, V'emet, it says the same pasuk. We say Hashem is Rav chased V'emet. Is it extra kindness or truth and justice? B'tchila V'emet, initially, Hashem wants to judge the world with truth, with justice. Ulvasov, and ultimately, when the world can't handle it, Rav Chesed. Hashem does it with extraordinary kindness beyond the call of duty. When the 13 attributes of Rachamim are introduced, so the pasuk says, Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. Hashem passed before Moshe and called and declared. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilmale mikra katubi efshar leomro. Rabbi Yochanan said, if the verse didn't say it itself, then we would never be able to say this. But Milamed, what the verse teaches us is, Shenitatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keshaliach Tzibur, God wrapped himself with a talis like a Shaliach Tzibur, Ve'eralo LeMoshe Seder Tfila. And he showed Moshe, how you daven? So the vision Moshe sees is of Hashem wrapped in a talis and davening. Amarlo, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Zman Shisrael Choteim, whenever the Jewish people sin, Yasu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh, they should do before me the way I'm showing you, V'ani Mochelem, and I will forgive them. So here we have a few concepts. We see that Hashem taught Moshe how to say the 13 attributes. We see that Hashem says this is what they should do when they've sinned. We see that Hashem wraps himself in a talis when he davens as a Shaliach Tzibur. And there are other midrashim that say Hashem wrapped himself in a white talis, as the pasuk says in Daniel, ulvushei kitlag chivar. His garments are like white snow, and that's why the Sfaradim have a custom to wear a white talis when they daven. So
are we learning from here that Hashem gave over the Seder, the Seder of Tefillah that we do today?
The 13 attributes.
Just the 13, not that much Shema Yisrael.
Correct.
So, and we're talking about showing them what to say or how to say.
I don't know. There's Kaseder Azeh, I don't know.
Yeah.
How can I understand it by saying a Pasuk Hashem gave us, allow us to do something or to say something. Today I was talking with Rav Israel and said if it was not for the Pasuk, I don't remember which Pasuk he brought it, healing. Therefore, we will not be allowed to seek doctors, we're not allowed to do ourselves. So I can understand by simple Pasuk, Hashem gives him sharuts for us to do something.
You're asking about what he said or what I said?
He said the same thing. He said Hashem gave us Pasuk, Therefore, we are allowed to pray. To pray.
Not we're allowed to. We're given the good advice that this is a good idea.
We won't be allowed to.
How would we? I don't know. We wouldn't know to say these 13 attributes. We'd say something else. Fine, but how? We say a lot of things that Hashem didn't tell us to say. Those are all tefillot. To come and say, Hashem, you are like this. These are your attributes, and therefore have mercy. That's something we wouldn't know what to say.
We are counting the attributes, and
so the attributes begin, Hashem, Hashem. Why? What is it? Why do we say Hashem twice? Ani u'kodem sheyechta adam. I have mercy on a person before he sins, even though I know he will sin. Ani u'lachal sheyechta adam, and I am still the same merciful one after he has sinned. Ve'yaseh tshuva, and he does tshuva. Kel rachum mechanun, the potent one who is merciful and is willing to exonerate. Amar Rav Yehuda, brit kruta liyud gimel midot she'enan chozrot rikam. There's a covenant with the 13 attributes that when we say them, they never come back empty-handed. Meaning they affect something in heaven. She'enemar, hinei anochi koret brit, because right after the 13 attributes are mentioned in the Torah, God says, behold, I'm making a covenant. So what's the covenant? The simple reading is, it's going on the continuation. I will make great miracles on behalf of the Jewish people. But Rav Yehuda says, no, it's going back on the 13 attributes that were mentioned, that there's a covenant that whenever we say them, we will be able to affect the heavens. I'm with you if you want to get...
So